Lauren.
Yo.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to our new podcast, Ephemeral Existence. We should really pick a name that is easier to say.
Okay. And what is all of this all about?
So I really wanted to have another podcast with you because I just like talking to you. And apparently I think that I can only do that if we have a podcast because like...
That's fair.
Otherwise we never talk to each other.
Never. only on podcasts.
Yeah. I was in the shower and I was trying to think of an idea about like how we could do a podcast, what it would be about. And I was thinking about these experiments that I read about in the psychology class that was the small world experiments. Are you familiar with those at all?
I am. Yeah, I am actually familiar with them, but I bet not all of our listeners are.
Yeah, so I guess I should still talk about them. Basically they are some experiments that like Stanley Milgram and a bunch of other people were involved, but he's like the most famous, I think, of them that were involved with them. He's a social psychologist and he was best known for some other experiments that he did about obedience. So you may have seen those ones where basically like there was like a teacher and there was a person and they would shock somebody else. They didn't actually shock the other person, but the other person was an actor and like pretended to be shocked. It was about like whether you would go past what you thought was reasonable if somebody else told you to do it. So like, you know, I was just following orders kind of thing. So those were some experiments that he did that were kind of controversial. But outside of those experiments, some other experiments that he did were these small world experiments. And they were kind of interesting. They were connecting. They wanted to see like basically how connected people are. And he was using the United States as his like target area that he was like looking at. And so they were trying to find if you selected two random people, what is the shortest path connecting those people through their social network? And the way they did this was they like picked a person in Boston as the target person that they were trying to reach. And they randomly picked a person in either Wichita or Omaha, and they sent that person a packet of information that explained like what this thing was that they were doing and what the instructions were. And the instructions were basically like, if you know this person directly, send this packet to them. And if you don't know this person, send it to somebody else you know that you think may be more likely to know this person that we're trying to reach. And so they sent out 296 of these packets, and 64 of them actually managed to reach the person in Boston that they were trying to reach. A lot of that means like a lot of packets did not actually reach anybody. They just kind of stopped somewhere along the path. So there was like some questionability in the results that were found in that there was such a large attrition rate in the study. But I actually think it's kind of amazing that 64 packets actually did reach their final destination. And when they looked at the path that those packets took, it was between 5 and 6 connections on average that it took to get from some random person in Nebraska to a person in Boston. And that is, although the like phrase 6 degrees of separation didn't actually come from these studies, it's kind of like the foundational thing that that idea was built on. Yeah, so I thought that was kind of an interesting idea. And then one of the other things that I was also thinking about is like how people are more interesting than they seem, that they think they are, right? So like, I always think I'm a really boring person, but then like somebody will tell me, like they'll ask me what I do and then I explain it and they're like, oh, that's really interesting. And they may just be being nice, but I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I am more interesting than I think I am. And I think that probably a lot of people think that about themselves, that they're, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I'm pretty boring.
Yeah, but I think you're really interesting. Seriously. Yeah,
because you don't live in my head 24/7.
Exactly. And so, you know, I was like thinking about these two ideas and I was thinking that one way that we could explore them would be to have this podcast where we try and reach a goal, a random thing that we've decided, by starting with somebody in our social network and then like building a path to the goal, possibly starting with like multiple people in our social network so that we like don't just like, with this large attrition rate from the studies, that we don't just like end up at a dead end and then like have no podcast. So we like maybe like interview like down many different paths. But yeah, and while we're looking for that goal that we're trying to reach, we ask people random questions about their lives so that we also get to like see what makes people interesting. And maybe we can relate that to ourselves, and our listeners can relate that to themselves and, you know, appreciate the interestingness of random people.
So what does this have to do with being licked by a giraffe?
That is a good question. So as you may remember, I
remember nothing.
Okay. I pitched this idea to you.
And sounds vaguely familiar. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Along with like a bunch of other podcast ideas. This one, you were like, okay, so like, what is this goal thing you're talking about? You're like, is it like finding somebody that was licked by a giraffe? And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So that became our goal.
I love that you just took the first suggestion.
Yeah.
Like the first dumb thing my brain said. You're like, yeah, we're doing that.
Yes. That's basically, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's exactly it. You get it completely.
So do you think this is going to be difficult to find someone who has been licked by a giraffe?
Oh, so at first I was like, yeah, like people don't get. And then I started Googling licked by a giraffe. And it turns out a lot of people have been licked by a giraffe because like people go to like zoos and like places like that.
I don't actually think it'll be difficult.
They get licked by giraffes. And there's a lot of disturbing things about being licked by a giraffe on the internet. I was saying, especially if you ask like AI to generate you images of people being licked by giraffes.
Let's just not ask AI to generate images.
So that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. Did you search AO3 for giraffe licking? Because I bet it's in there. I have not looked because I am not brave, but...
No. So I gave up on asking the internet about it and I decided to just go with it. So I don't think it'll be very difficult, but at least the first few people I've like approached about possibly being on the podcast, they had not been licked by a giraffe. So I think we can at least get like a couple episodes. And then hopefully we will find somebody and then we'll come up with new goals.
That's fair.
Yeah. Cause I think once we kind of talk to some people and we get some ideas of like what people find interesting, then we like maybe we'll come up with something new based on what we discover in our conversations. Plus it's good to start with small goals and that are achievable and then like build up from there.
Oh, sure. I mean, if you want to be reasonable.
I mean, I was going to suggest that our first goal be to like get Becky Chambers on our podcast through social networks.
I mean, I always feel very mixed about the podcasts that are like based on a famous or semi-famous person.
Yeah.
Because like they didn't consent to like being the goal. So it seems unfair.
Yes, that is entirely fair. Yeah.
And if there's one thing I want from Becky Chambers, it's that she not hate me.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would not be a good first impression.
No. I've sort of forced you into this, Becky Chambers. Now you must be my friend. That doesn't sound like it's going
to
work.
No, that is probably a poor way to start a friendship.
Probably. Or is it?
It's like much like forcing you into a podcast. I don't know. Like it's basically the same thing.
Oh, I guess there are, huh? Yeah, I did never actually say yes to this.
That's true.
Yeah.
You didn't say no.
But I did. Okay.
But that isn't how consent works.
That's dubious consent. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not Riker. I guess.
That's true. Okay. Well, do you consent to having me ask you some questions?
I do. I'll allow it.
And you can ask me some questions as we go if you want.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Cool. I guess I'll start off with the like key question.
Yeah.
I was going to leave it for the end, but I just like thinking like maybe we should just get it out of the way.
Because maybe I suggested something that's already happened to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't need to say no because I knew this wasn't going anywhere.
Have you ever been licked by a giraffe?
I have not. No, okay. I have never been licked by I've never touched a giraffe to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't think I've ever been that close to a giraffe. That
I mean, I've been like, I've seen giraffe in person.
Yeah, I've seen them like at a zoo or probably an African lion safari.
Yeah,
when I was a kid.
Yeah, but that's about it. But I feel like those are lots of opportunities to be licked by a giraffe.
True. Do you have feelings about being licked by a giraffe?
I have negative feelings about being licked by a giraffe. How about you?
At first, I was thinking, well, that'd be kind of an interesting experience, but then I watched some videos of like kids being licked by a giraffe and I was like, yeah, that just looks kind of gross. I don't think I want that.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think I'm happy if the giraffe keeps its tongue to itself.
Yeah.
I can just gaze on it. It's splendor. I don't need to actually have the close-up experience.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can ask somebody that has had this experience and see if it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, in their opinion.
Yes.
We'll see.
That's true.
I'm sure there's a spectrum of the giraffe lick.
True.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I think I would just be scared. Their heads are really big.
Yeah.
It's like traffic lights. Like traffic lights don't look that big because they're far away. They're really up high. But when it's like, when you actually see them close up, they're huge.
Yes.
I feel like giraffe heads are like that because they're so tall.
Yes, that's true.
Do you ever wonder how anyone was like, yeah, giraffes, I'm gonna get that thing. Like I see a giraffe and I'm like, ooh, if there wasn't a fence here, I would be running away from that thing.
Yeah. It would not be my like choice to go up to it and like try and interact with it like directly unless I was forced to for some reason. I even feel that way about like horses and stuff. Like I think that they're like really like beautiful and like they're like, you know, majestic, interesting animals, but they are very big and much stronger than me.
have you ever touched a horse?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, it is a little wild, right? Because it's like, okay, we just have a bond that I trust you're not going to like pick my ribs in. I mean, I guess it's the same thing with any domesticated animal.
Yeah. But like a cat is only like, can only do so much damage because it's only this big, right? Like,
yeah, but like some dogs are pretty big.
True. Yeah. And you do have to have a lot of trust in that they're not just going to like trip on you.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's the same with people. It's just people. They're just people. Cause you have to trust that people aren't going to hurt you. I mean, I don't
it's true.
It's 100% true. Trust that people are not going to hurt me, but
Yeah, oh, that's fair. On a happier note than
people
hurting you, what makes your day better?
Napping.
The sweet
embrace of unconsciousness makes my day better. What about you? Is it napping? Is it coffee?
I think it is napping. I really do appreciate a good nap. I actually had one earlier today because I was so tired that I took like a 20-minute nap after lunch before I went to my next meeting.
The best is like napping outside.
Oh.
Yeah. If you can like nap outside, it's like A+. I'm getting my outside time and I don't even have to be awake for it. It's amazing.
Yeah. You just have to make sure it's not like directly in the sun so you don't like come out like a lobster.
Yeah. The sun and I don't get along very well.
Yeah. I have similar feelings with the sun.
True. Okay. So I don't know. I'm looking at these questions. Did you get the ChatGPT to make these?
No, I randomly found them on the internet for most of them.
Because I feel like where do you see yourself in 10 years is an unusual one for a podcast. So Caroline, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I don't know. I think that's must have come out of an interview, like a job interview question.
Yeah, I think so. This does seem like a usual getting to know you.
I think it was actually part of a list of questions to get to know strangers. And it was just like a very like direct, like, hey, what are your goals and ambitions in life? Kind of question.
If I was trying to get to know someone and they were like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I would be like, not around you.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, it is a weird question to ask somebody on your like first encounter.
I had one person. I'll never forget. It was a great, great opening gambit for like making conversation. He looked at us and he was like, how many laser gun noises can you make? I was like, just struck silent by how fantastic Because you really are weeding out the people who are unwilling to make laser gun noises. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that definitely is. Can I answer that question instead?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's really only like one or two, because it's like pew, pew, or like choo, choo, which is really just like, the same sound. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Choo. No, I can't make that sound though. Oh. How do you?
And then when it powers down, it goes.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
Yeah. See. Yeah, you did it.
Now I learned a new laser gun sound.
You made like 10. I wish I could remember what they all were.
I am horrible at answering questions about myself, but I am always impressed by other people who can like just spontaneously answer questions and not just like stare blankly at the person that asked them.
That's fair. Now I'm afraid to ask you a question. So, because I don't want you to just like go into deer in the headlines mode.
What makes you laugh the most?
I just want to be like my own jokes. Obviously, my own jokes.
Yeah.
Or really, really specific jokes. Like jokes that like you have to really have like a deep understanding of the character on the TV show or in the book to like get the joke. Like my favorite joke that anyone has ever made was our friend H. We had both watched Blindspot. I don't know if you've ever seen Blindspot, but it's like... I won't even go into it. We called Blindspot significant glances, because all the characters did was like glance at each other significantly. Like there was long periods where no one was talking and characters were just looking at each other, right? So H and I, and actually you were there, but I don't think you heard the joke. We were at Star Wars 7.
Right.
And I mean, I'm about to spoil it. So if you haven't seen it, skip ahead like 30 seconds. The very end, Rey's like up on that cliff looking at Luke Skywalker and holding out the like lightsaber, and they're just staring at each other, and H leans over to me and she goes, "What is this, Blindspot?" And it's literally the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's not that funny when I explain it, but there's like such a rich context. So things like that make me laugh the most. It's stupidly specific.
Yes.
Yeah. Or like the new Knives Out movie, The Glass Onion. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it either, but in the background, there's a Kandinsky painting and it's upside down.
Yeah.
And that also made me laugh really hard. It's perfect. It's exactly what that character would have done.
Right. Yeah.
What about you? What makes you laugh the most?
Probably like silly jokes that are just like things like dad jokes and stuff where they're just like so silly. Puns, like,
okay,
yeah, really, things that are ridiculous.
That's fair. Yeah,
they mostly annoy Justin, and he doesn't like, so he just like rolls his eyes at me a lot. But I find them very amusing.
Sometimes if they're really, really stupid, that in and of itself is very good. It's very funny that someone ever thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite one?
Oh, I can't think of one on the spot for sure. No.
My favorite was told to me by like a 6-year-old. I'm sure I've told it to you before, but it's what do you get if you cross a toilet and a robot?
I don't know.
R2 peepoo. It's great for every situation.
Yeah. It's an oddly specific.
Very specific.
And ridiculous.
Yeah, and ridiculous. Yeah.
Like the perfect joke.
It is. And it was told to me by a 6-year-old. I mean, he has a rich comedy, what's that called? A career. So if you had a warning label, what would yours say?
Probably something like, it'd probably have like a lot of fine text, but it would be like something about like, you know, asking me random questions will cause me to like stare blankly into your face.
Yep. Correct.
Yes.
Story checks out.
How about you?
Mine would say caustic, do not touch.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You're not a hugger.
Not a hugger. You got to be really far in my inner circle. There's like 4 people that I like to hug.
Yeah, that's,
and I made 3 of them myself. So
That's fair. Yeah. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have?
Probably the ability to transport myself and stuff anywhere in the world. That, I mean, I don't know if that makes me a superhero, although when you have to move, that sounds really good.
Yes.
Yeah. I figure like it's a good career option as well as being like personally makes your life easier.
Yeah, definitely transportation or like something that like lets you get from one place to another with like no effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. a good one. I think I would also being able to like walk through things, but also being able to not walk through things. So like, I don't want to always walk through things.
Yeah. Cause that would be awkward.
Yeah. Cause I'd like to be able to sit down still and stuff. Because I like sitting.
Sitting is the best. It's like the best invention.
Yes.
Whoever first sat down on their ass is like my personal hero.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also walk into a lot of things. So like being able to not do that, if I could like catch it at the right point and like turn on this feature that I could just like, oh, I meant to walk through that chair, be much better. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be difficult to like go upstairs if you couldn't turn it off.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely have to be something you could turn off.
Yeah. I mean, I have some concerns about like, would you fall through the earth?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. How does gravity work if you can walk through things?
Yeah. It's definitely a physics issue for sure. Because is it just like horizontally through things or like vertically as well? And yeah, there's all kinds of...
It's difficult.
Questionable science upon the superpower.
Yeah, I mean that's superpowers, right?
I feel like with like transportation though, like being able to transport yourself somewhere, like there is science that like that could be a thing.
Yeah, you like make a wormhole or something.
Yeah.
Right. That sounds sciencey.
Or like being able to like having a transporter, but you'd need a device then, but like that's okay, not really.
Yeah, but yeah. No, see, I want to be able to transport myself, but I want there to be a continuation of consciousness.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the
question. I don't want my current self to die every time I do it.
Yeah. So you think that like in the transporter, like the consciousness is disconnected? Like you're not the same because you're not the same person, but like you think that the consciousness is tied to the physical
being and
it's not just
100%.
Like,
it is. Yeah. Yeah. It's in your brain. Sorry.
But when your brain is like recreated on the other side, is it not like the same? Okay.
So to everyone else, you seem like the same person. You think you are the same person, but the person, it's not this, like it's the same person, but it's not the same consciousness.
Right.
Right. It's basically indistinguishable as long as you are the person walking out of the transporter.
Right.
But the person who walked into the transporter is now dead.
They are gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do not get to experience walking out of the transporter.
Right.
Even though the person walking out of the transporter remembers walking into it.
Right.
So like all your loved ones, you're still there for them. That's great. But that doesn't help like me, the person who walked in the transporter.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. There's really literally no way to know either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like to err on the side of like, you know, not just not.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it. Okay. What do you think? One more question?
Sure.
Okay. What is something that inspires you?
Oh, I don't know.
That one's too hard? We can
pick a different
one.
That one's really hard.
Okay, let's pick a different one.
I'm like, I don't know what the stuff, things.
What is something that you've read recently?
This is also a difficult one. Right now I'm reading Battle of the Linguist Mages by Scott O'More. That's Scotto space Scotto. Moore.
Okay.
Not Scott O'More.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really difficult to explain, but basically like there's magic, except it's like through broken down the very like building blocks of speech. Like, so, but it's also somehow like an alien invasion of punctuation.
Mm, yeah.
So it's kind of complicated, but it's also really straightforwardly written. If that makes sense, like you can follow it. It's not esoteric.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the writing isn't complicated, but the concepts kind of
is a little mind bending.
Okay.
So, it sort of takes place in like a near future where people play like VR games, mm-hmm. right? Instead of just video games. And the VR world that they talk about, just, I love the creativity of the author on that.
Nice.
So it's good. It's just, it's complicated to explain. It's basically like words are magic, but words are magic everywhere, except, no, it really doesn't differ that much, just the way that they explain it. So right. What about you? What have you been reading?
I read a book recently. It's called Recipe for a Perfect Wife, which I only read because it is a book that is on the syllabus for a course I'm going to take next term. And I figured I would get ahead by reading it during the break. But it was interesting in that, like, so it was the story of a couple. They move out to the suburbs from New York, and the story of like their time in this house as they're moving in. And like, so she is a wife and has lost her job. And then she, in the basement, she finds like an old recipe book that is from this woman from the 50s that lived in the same house. And so it's kind of like every other chapter or like every few chapters is told from the opposite, like from either point of view of the woman from the past or the current woman, and about their relationships and their life. And it had some interesting points in it. But I mean, I feel like it boiled down to like, they just need to communicate with their husbands more. And their husbands need to communicate with them. And you know, like, if you want to have a good relationship, like communication is key. There was a lot of like stereotypical domestic heterosexual coupleness in it. And kind of like fighting against that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not proposed as
boo the patriarchy.
Yeah, it was not proposed as like the actual ideal thing to strive for.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah. but yeah, it's kind of like the thing that they were striving for, and then they like figure out why that's maybe not the best thing to do. So it was kind of an interesting book, not something I would like normally read. And it had lots of recipes in it for random things.
Oh yeah, a lot of books do that. Some people really seem to like that.
Yeah. I don't know that it added a lot to it, but it's a thing.
Yeah. I don't really know that it does personally, but maybe it does for some people. I mean, some people like to just read recipe books too, right?
That's so fair. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it turns out there's a variety of people in this world.
It is very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this didn't go so bad, I think. Other than scary bits.
High praise indeed.
So are you up for having other interviews with other random people?
Yeah, sure. I can be pessimistic and down on the human race with other people. Sure.
Excellent. I feel like we might have traded places somehow.
Yeah, I know I used to be the like really like optimistic, people are great person.
Yeah.
I think I'm not really feeling that way lately.
No.
Well, maybe individually, I think people are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can try to restore my faith in humanity through interviews with interesting people for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll work on it. Yeah.
Do you have someone lined up for the next?
I have some ideas, but I haven't actually talked to them yet. So I'm hoping they say yes.
Yeah. You should probably not announce it.
No, I won't announce it.
No.
But yeah.
So are you talking to someone who you think will get us closer to the giraffe licked?
I think possibly. I haven't talked to them. I don't know if they will actually get us there. I'm not sure how much information I should like give to the person up front about like what we're going to like ask them. But I guess, you know, I also don't want people to feel uncomfortable when they come on. Like I want to, like, we're not trying to like trick them into
your skin. Ever felt the touch of a giraffe's tongue? Has the giraffe tasted the next door of the sweat from your skin?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess they can now listen. Once I put this up, that they can listen to our first podcast as a sample and see whether they are interested in talking to us.
Yeah. You know, and if they know anyone who they think maybe has felt the caress of the giraffes, I need another word for tongue, mouth organ, prehensile mouth organ. Have you felt the soft caress of the giraffes? Oh, no, I shouldn't say giraffe. It should be like, have you felt the caress from the mouth organ of the tall ones? Yeah. Have our treetop friends anointed you with the sacred spittle?
Yes.
I'll have to come up with lots of different ways to make this horrible.
That sounds good. That sounds great.
My job is making us all uncomfortable, including myself.
Oh, that is great. So if anybody is listening to this and they know us and they would like to come talk to us, just reach out. I won't give you our contact information because I really just want people that know us or know people who have been on the show to reach out through our social networks so that they can come on. And then we will, you know, talk to some new people and all of you will get to listen to these conversations and hopefully take part in certain ways.
Yeah. Have you felt the warm embrace of the long-necked leaf eater's mandibles? What are giraffes like? They have little horns, right?
I think so.
What are those? What are those all about?
I don't know. That is a good question. So apparently they're not white horns. They're ossicones.
Like head bobbles?
Yeah. So they're like little pieces of bone that are covered with skin.
Okay. Yeah.
But that is all I know about them.
What do they use it for?
You know, a good question. I wonder if our person that has been licked by a giraffe will know all of about giraffes.
Maybe. I know a few things about giraffes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're really tall. They eat leaves. they're wobbly when they're born. They like the females pee on the males. And so the males can like taste the urine and then they know if it's like, I'm the mate.
Right. Yes. But apparently the horn-like things are for weapons during combat, that the males use them for weapons. Really? I don't know why the females have them.
Not really big.
No, but it makes like pressure points when they like headbutt things.
I'm not sure I believe that, to be honest.
That's fair.
That would be like poking people really hard as your defense. Like they have really long legs. They can kick people. They have a long neck. They can bite. Your giraffe could bite the other giraffe's butt while they were fighting. And that seems like it would be a better technique than just like, I'm going to poke you with my head finger.
Fair. Yeah. They may also be used for thermoregulation.
So no one knows is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That's, no one knows.
Okay. At least nobody that has edited the Wikipedia page knows anything about
them. Okay. I prefer to think that they use them to read your mind, but...
Yeah, that's fair. That's probably what happens.
Seems reasonable, right?
Yeah. I mean, since they don't know, it's entirely possible.
You can't tell me I'm wrong. We have no way of knowing.
It's true. I have no proof that is not true. I've never been a giraffe.
Giraffes also have spots. I know that. And I know that different giraffes in different areas have different spot patterns.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So we do know some things about giraffes. Yeah.
I think they have hooves.
I think that is true. I'm sure somebody will tell us if we're wrong.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that might be. I know their tongues are very strong because they strip the leaves off of the trees. It's kind of like an elephant's trunk, but as like a tongue. It's like a prehensile tongue.
Interesting.
Which is like, there's some nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
They're basically eldritch horrors. They can read your mind. They have prehensile tongues. They're very tall.
Yeah.
Like you could push a giraffe off a cliff and it could still bite you because it would stand at the bottom and its head would be at the top by you.
I'm wondering why anybody would want to be licked by a giraffe at this point.
Right? Think about a giraffe swimming. It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably enough for this episode.
I'll have to try to find some more giraffe fun facts for you.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
If you like what we're doing and you want to help support us in our giraffe licking endeavor, you can check out our Patreon. And right now we have sticker rewards, but I bet that Caroline will probably come up with some more reward levels as well.
This is probably true. Okay. So, well, thank you all for listening to Ephemeral Existence. Hey, I got it right this time.
You did get it right this time. Do you have a sign off?
No, I don't. I should have, you know, really thought about that.
Giraffe. They're coming for you.
Giraffes. You want to taste.
Yo.
Okay. That's good.
It's not good. Oh.